Got to grab a reader at the first sentence. Listen to this one from Frederick Forsyth.
We all make mistakes, but starting the Third World War would have been rather a large one.
Go ahead, take the first paragraph.
Okay, to this day I still maintain it was not entirely my fault, but I'm getting ahead of myself. During the course of my life, I've barely escaped the wrath of an arms dealer in Hamburg, been strafed by a MiG during the Nigerian Civil War, landed during a bloody coup in Guinea-Bissau. The Stasis arrested me, the Israelis regaled me, and the IRA prompted a quick move from Ireland to England. Oh, and a certain attractive Czech secret police agent. Well, her actions were a bit more intimate, and that's just for starters.
Frederick Forsyth has written masterful thrillers for more than 40 years, from The Day of the Jackal to The Dogs of War to The Odessa File and The Kill List. He said he won't write an autobiography, but he doesn't mind sharing a few stories about the life and times that have shaped him in his work, The Outsider, My Life and Intrigue. Frederick Forsyth, in our studios, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, it's good to be here.
And on behalf of all humanity, thanks for not starting World War III.
Yeah, okay.
Do we explain that, or as a novelist, you just want to let that dangle?
Well, no, it was a very simple little mistake, I suppose, but I was in East Berlin, middle of the night, 2 a.m., motoring back through the city towards the wall, and suddenly I was just assaulted by division after division of Soviet troops rolling through the city towards the wall. And I was the Reuter correspondent. And I thought, what do I do? I can't not file. So I just filed what I'd seen. Well, apparently I woke up the whole of the Western world. What they found out around dawn by ringing Moscow and saying, what the hell are you doing, was that it was the rehearsal for the May Day parade. Silly fools
who
decided to do it in the middle of the night and not tell anybody.
Yeah. You also had may I refer to this as strategically a poor choice of companionship in East Berlin?
Well, yeah, that was toward the very, very end. I just made this contact in the Opera Café with a young lady. She was a stunning looker, no question about that, and various people, contacts in the West, when I discovered her address, said, I don't think you should be sleeping with her, old boy. She's the mistress of the East German defense minister. So I thought, that is a first-class way of ending up in a show trial in the dock.
Yeah.
No.
Most of the book is not about the world-famous writer, novelist that we know, but the young Reuters reporter and BBC correspondent. Let me ask you about a couple more chapters there. You were in the Reuters Paris Bureau, used to shadow President de Gaulle. Now, in the Sarkozy and Hollande era, there are lots of reasons for shadowing a French president, but everybody in Paris kind of knew why you always followed de Gaulle, didn't they?
Well, there were quite a few of us, because, back in 62, 63, the OAS was genuinely trying to assassinate the French president. I mean, France was on the threshold of a coup d'etat. I mean, there was...
We should explain the OAS is not the Organization of American States,
No, this is the French secret army organization.
Yeah.
They felt that de Gaulle giving Algeria to the Algerians was treason. They were all ultra-right, right-wing, I mean, and they determined that he'd betrayed France and they were going to kill him. So they were trying to kill him all the time I was there. So I was with other journalists following him around, not for what he was doing, like visiting the Senate or whatever, but for the moment when there was this crack of a rifle and a bullet hole appeared in his forehead. And that, 7 years later, became the Day of the Jackal.
When you get up in the morning and go through the news, are you always making notes or are you always looking for a hook?
Not anymore, no, no. I used to, but I used to be always thinking, what is the next story to tell? And I was I tried when I was a novelist, if you like. I think I probably retired now, but I was always looking for another theme. I tried not to use the same theme more than once, maybe twice.
Yeah. At the same time, I have a hard time thinking of you just playing canasta.
Oh, that's the other side, which I don't make a big fuss about. But there you are. At a certain age in life, you think, hey. And dodging bullets is kind of, I'm a bit old for that. I've slowed up. And yeah, I really would like just to play with my grandkids and walk the dogs and not go back to any more of these hellholes like Mogadishu or Guinea-Bissau. Had enough of them.
Frederick Forsyth, his memoir, The Outsider, My Life in Intrigue. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.